from the number one sports site in the world.
Yahoo! Welcome to the FC Yahoo Soccer Podcast.
FC Yahoo Premier League Season Preview Podcast. I'm Henry Bushnell, along with Shahan Ahmed and Alex Baker. We're talking about Tottenham now, a team that any other year really would be the talk of the offseason because of what they did last season. They weren't even really thought of as top four contenders. They finished fifth or sixth the year before, and were probably lucky to do so. All of a sudden, they're in second and challenging for the title, but nobody's really talking about them because we have Pep and Jose and Conte coming in at the big clubs, and we have the usual drama around Arsenal, and then we have Leicester City, who is, you know, even more, made an even bigger jump than Tottenham. But am I right in saying that Tottenham's jump is a lot more sustainable than Leicester's? I think we can all agree on that, right?
Absolutely. Sure. I think that they, you know, I don't think they're going to win the title, but they could win the title.
Yeah.
And they have enough depth in their squad to be able to compete in the Champions League and still finish in the top four in the league. And I think that a top four finish for Tottenham is going to become more of a regular.
Well, that's the thing. They've been dealing with Europa League all these years, and they finished second or third. Third last year. that's funny. They finished third last year, despite the Europa League. And Champions League, you're playing tougher teams, but it's not. You're playing on Tuesdays and Wednesdays rather than Thursdays, so it's. And you're not traveling in the Champions League. You're probably not traveling to like Kazakhstan or whatever.
Well, the one thing I'll say, though, is that Pochettino had a tendency to roll out a completely different squad for Europa League. He made a lot of changes. And I think for the Champions League, you kind of don't make those same level of changes. And so I think some of his players are going to... It's going to be less rotation from that standpoint. Now, Spurs are a really good team. And frankly, we're probably the best team on the pitch last season.
I agree.
So when you look at it, I don't think Spurs have regressed by any means because they've pretty much kept everyone in place. They've kept the manager in place. They've brought in a couple of decent signings that will help with the depth. But when you look at it, all the teams around them got so much better.
Yeah.
And that's more of the issue, is that I think Spurs just missed their opportunity. I thought that last year, you know, they really had a chance to really A, finish above Arsenal, and B, finish and win the league. Because no one was really taking it, you know, by the scruff of the neck. And ultimately, I think they blew their one little window they had. And it's sad to say, because I think it's a young team, it's a growing team. I just think that that's what's going to hold them back, is their relative inexperience. The fact that they are still... I mean, the last day of the season proved it. They still have growth. They still have room to improve.
Well, they got worn down like they have in the past. But I think the one thing that... I think... A lot of what we talk about with Spurs is this style, this kind of this high pace that Pochettino installed. One thing that we don't often talk about is their back line. And I guess if you want to say their back five, goalkeeper and four defenders, I think it's the best in the league, to be completely honest. With Hugo Lloris in goal, maybe he's not a De Gea level, but he's pretty darn good. And then Kyle Walker and Danny Rose at fullback, and Vertonghen and Alderweireld in the middle. I think that's about as consistent a backline as you have in the league right now. Now, I know other teams could strengthen, but I mean that's pretty darn good.
Yeah, I mean, those two center backs kept Robert Huth out of the team, like first 11 for the Premier League, which is shocking to me. But it's you know, they did make a strong case. I understand why the league went with them. But yeah, I mean, Spurs have a really, really strong backline, and really you would say the most consistent backline in the Premier League.
I think they've got depth too, right?
They have depth. And I look at Spurs, and I think to me, they're arguably more the finished article than any of the top teams in the league. I mean, you know, City and United, it's exciting. They've got new managers, they've got new players, but it's a project. It's coming together. You know, Arsenal, we know what they need. That's another podcast. But I think Spurs are pretty much, they're the finished article. And if they can maybe sort out whatever psychological Spursiness that seems to undermine them at the crucial moments, then... They could kick on and surprise us, but...
I do think it still is a worry that... And it was a worry coming into last year. And then until the end of the season, we thought it wasn't going to kick in. But playing that style, I think... And especially, like, Harry Kane, like, their top players played week in and week out in the Premier League. There wasn't much squad rotation in the league. And I think that is why they wore down at the end, like, a draw... What they drew West Brom at home, I think. And then that horrific loss to Newcastle on the last day of the season that allowed Arsenal to jump them. I think those are sort of signs of what we worry about with them wearing down at the end of the season, which they have teams that play like they do have done in the past. But I do think they've added Wanyama and Vincent Janssen as a bit of depth in the places they really needed depth, especially up top. So they didn't have anybody behind Kane last year. Now they do. So I think last year was definitely legit. And yes, teams around them have strengthened. But we're still not sure exactly how much all those teams have strengthened. So it's not out of the question that they challenge for the title again.
Yeah, but I think the one caveat you have to throw in is that the Champions League is new for these guys. They're so young.
That's true, yeah.
So that experience in of itself, and just mentally, is going to distract away. And then physically as well, you know, I think there is going to be more squad rotation this year. There has to be. Because Spurs, I don't think, are in the Champions League the way Leicester is, which is, hey, we're just here for the experience, and it's like,
no. It's
fun, even if we just play 6 group stage games and go home, we're happy. Spurs are actually, I think, want to get to those knockout rounds, and they're going to have a little bit more belief from that standpoint.
And they absolutely should.
Yeah, they should. They're a good
Champions
team.
League caliber team.
On their day, they can beat anybody. They can play with anybody. But like I said, ultimately, for me, when I look at it, I think that the Champions League, combined with the fact that everybody else got better, is going to keep them away from those top two. Or I don't think they're going to finish, frankly, even third. I had them fifth out of the top four, which is, you know, our average is actually fourth or fifth position for them. And I think that's probably about right, because when you are playing in the Champions League, it just has a tendency to have an impact on the Premier League.
Yep. Okay, that's all we got for Spurs. For number one Robert Huth fan, Shahan Ahmed, for Alex Baker, I'm Henry Bushnell. Thanks for listening. For all our Premier League season previews, you can check out sports.yahoo.com/soccer.